If you haven't tried Super Beats Heart Chews, you're missing out. Super Beats Heart Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. And the grapeseed extract used in Super Beats Heart Chews is clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. Now you can take just 2 chews a day. They taste like chewy Starburst. They're delicious. Anytime, anywhere to get the blood pressure support that you want. And if you love Super Beats Heart Chews, you'll love their all new delicious vitamin D3 chews. Now, vitamin D3 has been in the news a lot for its ability to support immune health. And Humanin's all-new vitamin D3 chews provide high-potency vitamin D3 for a convenient and delicious way to support your immune health year-round. And now, you can get a free bag of vitamin D3 chews and a free bag of Super Beats Heart Chews when you buy 2 bags of Super Beats Heart Chews at danasbeats.com. That's a free bag of the vitamin D3 chews and heart chews with your order of 2 bags of heart chews. Visit danasbeats.com.
Well, sir, yesterday you were asked exactly the same question and you gave exactly the same answer. You'd think you'd be a little bit better prepared now that you've been asked that question, that now maybe somebody else is going to ask you the same question. You don't have that information.
Oh, Congressman, let me share something with you quite clearly. I work 18 hours a day. Okay, so when I returned from yesterday's hearing, I actually focused on mission. We will get that data both to the senator who posed it yesterday and to you, Congressman, today.
So you don't have any estimation at all at the numbers that I'm asking for at all? You don't know how many have been returned? You don't know how many have been released into the United States? You don't have any estimation at all of what those numbers are?
Congressman, I want to be precise in my communication of data to the United States Congress and to you specifically, having posed the question. And I will be precise in the provision of my data to you.
I do not like him.
No, nobody does.
I mean, just no.
He doesn't even like himself.
Apparently. Welcome to the show. That's Mayorkas, DHS secretary, which I know. Alejandro Mayorkas, you're shocked. What, he still doesn't know? No, he doesn't know. They don't know what's going on. Well, they're not going to say because they realize that it's very bad for them. Guys, it's Wednesday, so we made it halfway through the week. And I'm Dana Lash, danalash.com. And as always, pull up a chair. Always good to be with you. There's a few things to discuss today, actually. We're going to get into some of the border stuff. I was reading a story this morning about how after one plane apparently went back to Haiti, there were some of the people who... some of the people who were on board that actually attacked the pilot, and they attacked some of the other folks on the flight, and it just was just awful. We'll get into all of that. And then of course the latest with the press. I'm not quite sure what some of these people are thinking, what some of these press people are thinking. They've been filing complaints because of what ended up happening yesterday while Boris Johnson was taking questions after he fielded questions from the press, and then Joe Biden's handlers shouted everyone else down. So we're going to discuss that as well. But in the first and foremost, of course, as it relates to all the border stuff, Greg Abbott, who's been at the border, he apparently sent miles of cars along the border to deter some of the migrants that were coming in. It was a steel wall of vehicles meant to stop people from crossing the dam. It was that area where you saw from Bill Malugin's video where people were walking right across that wall. And they had Texas Department of Public Safety troopers, Texas National Guard. They were trying to stop the flow of people into that Del Rio region. And it was just a continual, it was just a parade of people. It was just an absolute parade of people. That's what it was. And so it ended up, I don't know how many people came across at that particular point, because I think, what did they say? That was that the day that we saw just the endless parade of people, I think was the day that they said it was like 14,000 some odd, and then it went up to 14,800. Yeah. So they put a bunch of cars, because the federal government's they're not doing anything, and they're making Texas have to use their resources, which that's why I don't understand why we can't just have a reverse engineered argument for the 10th Amendment commandeering, right? I mean, that seems easy enough, doesn't it? I mean, you would think, So we're gonna follow that, discuss that more. I'm just gonna go over just some of the top stuff that we have for you right now. You have some Texas Democrat Representative Henry Cuellar, who rejected the bogus whip narrative yesterday. He was arguing with people on CNN about it. Now, as it relates to coronavirus, Clark County, Nevada, yesterday became, and their commissioner was bragging about this. His name is Justin Jones, and he lists his name on Twitter as Justin hashtag get the vax Jones, even though hashtags don't work in your name, genius. He says Clark County becomes one of the few counties in the nation to declare that the COVID misinformation is causing a public health crisis in our community. And I retweeted it saying, get a load of this. I wrote about this. If you sign up to my Substack, you already got this last night, which is why people need to make sure that they get it. But what is amazing is that they decided that they're going to declare the spread of false and misleading information that is a public health crisis. Their governing board has declared health misinformation as a public health crisis. I've long ago said that this isn't about science anymore. So if you subscribe to my Substack, which I don't know why you wouldn't, I asked the question last night, who gets to decide what is or isn't misinformation? I mean, they never actually define on purpose what misinformation is. They purposely don't ever define it because they want to modify the definition to be whatever they need it to be at any given time to best serve their purpose. And the biggest purveyors of misinformation to date have been the current administration. Oh, and I've got receipts, the CDC and NIH. So what is this nonsense? Misinformation. What, like the time when you had Fauci lie about child fatalities as it relates to coronavirus that was easily debunked by Johns Hopkins and Wall Street Journal? That? I'm curious. I'm just saying. Additionally, Florida is getting a new Surgeon General who opposes mask and vaccine mandates. Not that they oppose vaccines or masks. They oppose the government forcing you to get the injection. Which, by the way, I also added yesterday, if you are going to demand that people receive an injection from the government and the stated justification for said injection is that the injection will prevent you from contracting or transmitting a virus, then you better be damn sure that the injection that you're forcing people to get prevents transmission of said virus, which, as we know from the CDC, Rochelle Walensky, the director, said that that's not the case with this. So stop. I'm not saying vaccine. I'm saying injection. I love vaccines. I love GMOs, and I don't care. But you're not going to try to bully or harass me about this. This is not going to happen. And it's an injection. Don't sit here and say it's a vaccine when you are trying to intimate that it's some way an inoculation. Just say it's a therapeutic. If it's there to reduce the severity of symptom, it's a therapeutic, like ivermectin or anything else. You can get mad at me acknowledging science, but I follow the science. No, no, thank you. I'm not going to drink your hemlock. Done. Your hemlock of bad reasoning. For the people who like need to have everything explained to them to the nth degree, which just kills all the fun out of it. So I hate everything. Actually, the post that I had at Substack was originally titled, I hate everything, because they do. I don't know if you can tell. I've been in a bad mood. My job is to marinate 24/7 in this news cycle, which is fine. I do it and I enjoy what I do. But sometimes it's a lot. And especially when everyone is so ridiculous and where people can't even so much as coexist with other individuals because they're so overly sensitive with disagreements, where you have people who are like, I just don't have any. I can't abide by a difference of opinion. I'm just done with it. Everyone on this planet, at least half the planet, thinks that they should be catered to. So media. They're working overtime to counter this Politico piece. Remember when I said that Politico was purchased by a foreign entity? And now the new deflection is, well, it was a right-wing entity. So now Politico, of course, Politico is going to confirm this. Well, actually, they didn't confirm anything. They're just acknowledging what was already. Reported. They're not actually confirming anything. They're simply acknowledging that the FBI has in its possession a laptop anywhere. We're going to talk about that because in addition to that, after spending 24 hours trying to call Reins whips, the media wants you to feel bad for them because Joe Biden's staff shouted them down at a press conference with Boris Johnson. So somebody filed an ethics complaint and they're so mad and they were all on Twitter last night complaining about it. And I'm just like, am I supposed to feel sorry for you? Because I don't. You deserve it. You deserve it entirely. Lick it up, baby. Lick it up, to quote Heathers, which I made my husband watch over the weekend. By the way, it's just one of the most brilliant movies that's ever been done. And it really has. If you haven't watched it, I don't know what you're missing. It's big fun. So nobody will get that unless you watch that movie. There's so many things I can't quote about it. So, but the point being is that they coddled this. They excused this for how long? Right? I mean, these are the people who completely, they thought that this was fine and dandy. They knew exactly what they were getting with Joe Biden. They knew exactly because they saw it under Obama Biden. Obama was persecuting people who were in the media, and people in the media were acting like, oh, it's no big deal. I mean, for the love, they were wiretapping AP reporters. People want to forget this? You want to talk about press freedoms? Gemini. So that's it. One of the other things we're going to discuss. And I don't know what's happened in Australia. All hell's breaking loose. Have you seen some of this? They're on, what is it, day two or day three? I keep seeing new video of the construction workers protest. Dude, I'm seeing some crazy stuff here. I don't know if you've been seeing what I'm seeing, but I've been seeing some crazy stuff. They've called out the SWAT team on these people. They've been, I guess, shooting pellets at them, all kinds of stuff. There's just craziness, absolute craziness. So this is, and I'm looking at a couple of others. Like, for instance, there was a shrine that they stormed and they used tear gas on construction workers who were simply having a peaceful protest. There's so much. There is absolute so much. And I'm just watching all of this. The video is crazy. I like this one video I saw. Police preparing to keep Melbourne healthy today. And I have to make sure this is my volume's down. And it's SWAT team. It's a SWAT. They're like members of the SWAT team that are going through, and they are anybody who's standing outside and then any construction worker that's engaged in a peaceful protest that are just, they're literally standing there doing nothing else. They get in their face and they act like they're fighting a war. It's just bizarre. We're going to talk about some of this because if you think that kind of stuff can't happen here, think again. Think again. It's just, I don't know how people put up with this. I got into an argument with someone yesterday over this old video of a woman who was standing on the sidewalk protesting. She had her child with her. Someone was saying, well, she shouldn't have brought her child to the protest. Well, she wasn't doing anything wrong. She was standing outside. And I'm going to tell you, there's a point where you back the blue, but I only back responsibly enforced laws that don't violate my constitutional rights. I don't back anything or anyone that enforces anything otherwise, nor should you. So we have a lot to discuss still for today. Let me scroll down the name. I got a whole bunch of stuff with coronavirus. I have some polling numbers. I have some stuff as it relates to Democrats. The Iron Dome funding pulled, some of the budget battle stuff. We got some new information that's been released about Milley and exactly what he was saying to his Chinese counterpart, and the Air Force IG that is going to make recommendations for discipline in the errant Kabul drone strike. We've got that. We've got some wokery where a university says action should be taken against misgendering. And I got one more that's rigor and objectivity are now harmful research practices. Launch me into the sun. Let's go. All right. So it's a busy day today on the show. I hate everything. Join me. If you haven't tried Super Beats Heart Chews, you're missing out. Super Beats Heart Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. And the grapeseed extract used in Super Beats Heart Chews is clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. Now you can take just 2 chews a day. They taste like chewy Starburst. They're delicious. Anytime, anywhere to get the blood pressure support that you want. And if you love Super Beats Heart Chews, you'll love their all-new delicious vitamin D3 chews. is. Now, vitamin D3 has been in the news a lot for its ability to support immune health. And Humanin's all-new vitamin D3 chews provide high-potency vitamin D3 for a convenient and delicious way to support your immune health year-round. And now, you can get a free bag of vitamin D3 chews and a free bag of Super Beats Heart Chews when you buy two bags of Super Beats Heart Chews at danasbeats.com. That's a free bag of the vitamin D3 chews and heart chews with your order of two bags of heart chews. Visit danasbeats.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
I still hate everything. Yay. All right. So, guys, this is great news, right? Haiti's recorded its, not great news, I mean, it's bad news, but I mean, it's over there in Haiti. It's not like we have thousands of people who are coming over here and immigrating, or not immigrating even legally, crossing illegally. Haiti's recorded its first outbreak of the fatal pig virus, swine fever, and the first outbreak in 37 years. But hey, guys, nothing's contagious at the border. Everybody come on in. No, we don't. It's, who cares about a pandemic? I don't want to hear another thing about masks from people who won't comment on the border. You can, oh man, I can't say what you can do. Let's see here. Oh, the guy who recorded the video of Rodney King, remember who the LAPD beating of Rodney King? He passes away at age 61. He had comorbid, he passed away of other things that all had already weakened his immune system. Oh, and also he had the coronavirus. But I love how people are like, well, he got bit by a shark. And he also had COVID. So it was probably coronavirus that killed him. Nah, it couldn't be the fatal shark attack. That's okay. I mean, for the love. Anyway, kind of the same situation here. He had a bunch of comorbidities. Additionally, Iowa poll numbers show that Biden is in very big time deep trouble. Super deep trouble. In fact, 62% of Iowans disapprove of the job that he is doing, or rather the job they really don't think that he's doing as president. So there you have it. Good heavens. It said it hasn't been in net positive territory since March. That's actually pretty amazing. Hasn't been in net positive territory since March. Wow. Also, so much for the transitory inflation. Price increases now are projected to last for a minimum of like a couple of years at this point. Great. We knew this was going to happen. Told you, no one wanted to believe it. It's the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, some other group that whose name you don't care to remember. I don't either. Boris Johnson admits that he has six children. Meanwhile, Boris Johnson slept with someone six times. That's crazy. I don't dislike him, but he's foppish, right? Remember when foppishry was a thing back in like the 90s with Hugh Grant? Like the messy hair, the whole, that whole thing. Yeah, like the kind of Dudley Moore foppishness. And the El Salvador president changes his Twitter profile to dictator. Whoa. Well, I mean, at least he's being honest, I guess, right? It might be kind of an ironic moment, a comment on last week's protest against him. Stick with us. We got a lot more. Whether you're brewing the perfect cup of coffee before heading to work or cracking open a can of 300 on your next backcountry mission, Black Rifle Coffee Company is here to fuel wherever life takes you. Black Rifle Coffee Company is a veteran-owned coffee company, and they serve premium coffee to people who love America. They develop explosive roast profiles and experiment with new roasting methods with mission focus to bring you the best coffee possible. Black Rifle Coffee Company is committed to supporting veterans, law enforcement, and first responders by giving back with every purchase you make. This summer, Black Rifle Coffee Company invites you to enjoy your coffee, not just in the great taste of America's coffee, but also the places you drink it and the passion and adventure it fuels. Take Black Rifle Coffee Company with you anywhere with their ready-to-drink cans and on-the-go packs. Visit blackriflecoffee.com/DanaTV to find what inspires you. Use code DanaTV for 20% off your first coffee club purchase, coffee and select gear. That's 20% off with promo code DanaTV at BlackRifleCoffee.com/DanaTV. Fuel your summer with America's coffee, Black Rifle Coffee.
Listen to The Dana Show live on the Odyssey app. Weekdays, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Time.
I have no idea. I hope the microphone got it. I know.
British reporters get questions.
That's well, that was reporters trying to ask Biden a question. So that didn't go over so well. The press got kicked out. They got Karen'd right out of there. And then they got mad and filed a complaint about it. Welcome back to the show. It's Wednesday. Welcome to the Daria feels for the day. I told Kane, I'm like, I've never felt, I've just totally in that mood. Everything's just so bonkers. It is. And I'm supposed to feel bad. Like, we are all supposed to feel bad for people who spent 24 hours telling us that horse reins were whips and that people were being beaten at the border. And I'm supposed to feel bad because Susie Reporter didn't get to ask her question. Oh my God, I was trying to ask Biden a question. I can't believe it didn't ask my question, Kate. I'm just, nobody cares. We don't feel bad for you. You people deserve what you get. This isn't a, we don't have a free press. We haven't had a free press in for I don't know how long. It's just a bunch of people who are basically, they're nothing more than glorified political bloggers. That's all they are. I can't write my story. I haven't received my talking points from the communications director of the campaign. I just don't know. I can't. I don't know how to do. I can't live. Good heavens. So this story. Two things. They had the White House reporters. They filed a formal complaint. They filed a formal snitch against Joe Biden and their administration because they wouldn't answer questions from the American media. They wouldn't answer questions. And the complaint came as Biden was meeting with Boris Johnson in the Oval Office. Biden angered the British with his pullout from Afghanistan. So you had British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. He was answering questions. And then you had Ed O'Keefe, who asked Biden about the border crisis. He's with CBS and didn't go over so well. They couldn't understand what he said. And then that's when you had all the, no, thank you. That's enough. Thank you. White House Correspondents Association President Steve Portnoy said that he filed this formal complaint over to Jen Psaki, the press secretary. They said their entire editorial component of the U.S. poll went immediately to Psaki's office to register a formal complaint that no American reporters were recognized for questions in the president's Oval Office and that wranglers loudly shouted over the president as he seemed to give an answer to Ed O'Keefe. I think Biden was anticipating those people yelling over him, so that's why he purposefully low-talked and didn't actually answer the question. And they all know this. So they had, you had Ashley Parker with the Washington Post who tweeted, worth noting that Biden ran for office promising to restore democracy after 4 years of Trump. But today it was the British leader, not the American one, who spotlighted a key tenet of a flourishing democracy, respect for a free press by taking questions from his press corps. I fell asleep halfway through reciting that statement. Yawn. You guys ran cover for this dude for the entire campaign. You guys ignored all of the press, all of this crap that he and Barack Obama did to the press during his time as vice president. When he tried to, he actually tried to persecute. They tried to go after reporters using some old defunct anachronistic espionage act. Because they didn't like the stories that people like James Rosen and some of the folks at AP were writing about the administration. And it wasn't that they were writing anything ignorant. They just didn't like the way that it presented them. They didn't like the light in which it presented them. And then you have a couple of other people. Oh, one reporter, Biden aide, shouted over the president in the Oval Office. Joe Biden has not taken or answered a single question about the border. Nothing about FDA boosters. Cry harder. You had the everybody in the press that spent 24 hours saying those horse reins, those were whips. They're whipping people at the border. What is a horse? What is that animal they're riding? We never heard of no horse before. It's a made up animal by you Republicans who also take farming dewormer. It's honestly like Arrested Development, White House edition. So, I don't feel bad for them, do you? I don't feel bad for them. You guys made your bed and I'll lie in it. So they filed this complaint. They're very upset. Meanwhile, you have this, I noticed this too. They're working overtime to try to discredit this book from this political writer that's called The Bidens. Remember, we were talking about this yesterday. And they confirmed everything with regards to Hunter Biden's emails and all this other stuff. Can I just stop and pause for a minute here? Have you noticed? Do you remember how I said that there's like a Bill Pullman and a Bill Paxton? And you have just like some of these Hollywood actors that seem to have come from the same kind of cookie cutter factory. They look alike. They have a lot of the same attributes. I think the same is, it's the same for some of these politicians. You have Hunter Biden. Don't sit here and act like that's the president's baby child infant. His 50-something-year-old baby child infant. He's in his mid-50s, but he's a little infant in his little baby onesie. Little precious little baby 50-something-year-old midlife crisis Hunter Biden with his hookers and blow. But you have like the Hunter Bidens, the Beto O'Rourkes, and the Eric Greitens of the world. Oh, get mad. Right? And it's you have these cats that were all kind of cut from the same thing, right? But they, this Politico piece completely, this book is confirming everything. So Politico wrote about it, and now everybody's mad at Politico, and they're trying to work overtime to discredit it. The guy who wrote it, Ben Schreckinger, he confirmed all of this, said it, that they looked at the emails that they did, that Joe Biden absolutely was aware, etc. They knew all of this. It's not a, he knew that he was referenced in all of this. But, you know, everyone, I think that's probably the big lie now, is that there wasn't any impropriety here. But they all worked. The media worked so hard to try to discredit this. And when you look back, and I know there's some threads on Twitter about this. There's some pieces at I think it was a couple of other, whether it was Twitchy or wherever. But you had CNN, which said, oh, the anatomy of the New York Post dubious Hunter Biden story. I remember when they brought in James Clapper, Drew Holden notes that CNN brought in James Clapper to say that this was textbook Soviet Russian tradecraft. James Clapper, the CIA guy. This was a CIA op. Oh, no, this is just Russian disinformation. They had the CIA out there saying, no, this is Russian disinformation. That's all it is. Just Russian disinformation. No need to look here. Nothing to see here. Except it wasn't, though. And then you had all these people from that were reaching out to Democrat officials, the alt with the media. CNN, MSNBC, you had Washington Post, Hunter Biden's alleged laptop, which is very much not an alleged laptop. It's very much an actual laptop. And in fact, as Hunter Biden himself said on that one video after he was screwing that hooker and doing blow in that hotel room, you remember when he was just leaving that video on?
Which time?
I know, which time. There's like so many instances. One of the times that he was with his hooker and blow in a hotel room recording himself. That's your 50-something-year-old infant baby child of the president who also we're not going to pretend that he's not part of this because he was very much on the campaign trail and he was part of it. And he's older than dirt. Stop it. So all of his emails, everything's, it implicates Joe Biden. So they had, goodness, I'm looking at, in addition to the social media platforms, you had the big tech, you had legacy media, you had the Democrat Party. They all were working in tandem to try to bury this story leading up to the election. All the same people. I mean, you had Ben Rhodes that was saying it's so disgusting. This is a hit piece, so foul. This is actual Russian disinformation. And except it wasn't disinformation. It very much was real, into the fact that there was an investigation into it. The FBI still has it. I mean, I just insane. It's just crazy to see some of this. And then you had the New York Post that really did. They really did break this. Now, and Daily Mail, 6 hours ago, they had a story. It said, DC slowly accepts that the Hunter Biden laptop is real. Slowly. They're finally having to acknowledge that major significant reporting on this is verified. I mean, they're more interested to know what Joe Biden's preferred ice cream flavor is, but not how much money he's making from his business relationships in China. What is your favorite flavor of ice cream? Well, it's CCP. That's his favorite flavor. Gosh, there's another joke to be made there, but I'll refrain. Just side-eyeing Kane over there to see if he could guess. They're slowly everything is awful. Everything's stupid. It all is. Coming up, I don't know if you've seen this. The federal government, they're now looking to buy, Axios had this story. They want to buy Chinese drones, risky Chinese drones that are totally going to spy on us. And who knows, maybe they'll turn on us and try to murder us, right? What is up with this administration? Does Joe Biden get a kickback every time that there's some sort of like agreement or some business deal that happens? What is so hard to understand about this? They are sketchy as hell. Stop trying to get their tech into the country. Stop it. Whether it's Huawei, whether it's their drones, whatever it is. Stop. If we had a real press, they would actually be looking into everything that was on that laptop. If we had an actual legit real press. But we don't. We have a bunch of stands. They're just Marxist stands. That's all they are. I very much do feel like Daria. So coming up, I was talking with a friend of mine, and they're actually in Tennessee, and they're part of that big fight. Reuters did a story about it. They're part of that fight against CRT and all this other stuff in the classroom. And Reuters did a piece, and it was the typical traditional hit piece. But one of the things that my friend told me made me so mad. I was mad all morning, and I'm now coming off the tail end of it, and I'll probably get mad again. But my friend said that, yeah, they were on there. All the parents were on this this group discussion in the school district, and they were talking about how they had to go to this one specific meeting, this county meeting, and they were going to sit here and explain, you know, the dangers of the CRT stuff, et cetera, et cetera. And there were 300 members of the opposition that were there. And this is still a fairly conservative area. And yet it was only my friend and the other parent that ran the organization that showed up. Because so many people want to sit on their duffs and they welfare grifters. They want to sit here and I mean to be harsh, because honestly, the biggest betrayals will never come from the people who oppose you ideologically. I've been in this for 20 years. The biggest betrayals come from the people who claim that they're on your side. And the longer you're in it, the more the weasels come out. One day I'm going to write a tell-all of all tell-alls. And I'll do that right before I kick the bucket. Because, man, there's no coming back from that. Some people... Oh, and I'm not saying that idly. But I'm just telling you, the people who are the biggest weasels are the ones that are typically on your side. And whether it is people who are just obsessed with power, and so they'll try to do everything that they can because absolute power corrupts absolutely. Or whether it's people who are just lazy and they think that going to a rally or complaining on Facebook is going to be enough to do the job, and it's not. Too many people outsource this stuff. And then you wonder why the people on the front lines of it are stressed and crabby and tired of the BS. Because they're the ones who are always out there taking the arrows. I get it. People are worried about being canceled and all this other stuff. But you know what? Maybe people would have to worry about it less if more people stood together to do it. I was livid. This happened just last week. Two people out of a whole town. And I know they got the numbers because they show up en masse. And they rah-rah at the school board meetings. But when push came to shove, two out of the whole group showed up. I'm burning bridges in my own community. I basically was lighting up local politicians. Don't make me name names. I told you I'm not in this to win friends. Oh, I am in this to bring a sword. I will make enemies if that means I get left alone. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
Red meat, black coffee, truth-telling. The Dana Show.
PSA can eat a bag of farts, too, by the way. Welcome back to the show. We were talking about how
not everybody heard that.
Don't
PSA.
Care. Whoever did heard it, who heard it? You know what I'm talking about. Welcome back to the Dana Show. We were talking on break how we identify, and Kane's like, well, I identify as a Federalist. And I'm like, I identify as, leave me alone. That's if you ask me
why
how
did I have a clown voice when I said what I was.
I'm trying to differentiate from the people. Okay. And then Steve's like, I think I'm going to vote Republican. We're like, what? Because Steve votes for Steve. I mean, he's voted for Republicans before. And I'm always like, I don't care who you vote for as long as you're a decent person, because some of the biggest jerks I've ever met have been actually Republicans. Yeah. But Steve's like, no. This for state. I'm voting Republican. You said that. You said that, didn't you?
Yeah, no. It all depends on what election and how it affects me. But state affects me way more closely, and I pay more attention to
that. Because you want
to
be left alone, right?
In the Commonwealth, yes.
You don't want people all up in your business, do you?
Depends.
I mean, you would want some people to be? Because I'm like, I don't want anyone up in my business ever. Right. Like, so, even if I'm in quicksand, I still don't know, right? Which, by the way, I thought would be way more of a problem as an adult than it is. But good for you, Steve. I don't want to put him on the spot too much because he gets weirded out by it. DJ Breakthrough, because he's not DJ Fun Uncle anymore. He's still a fun uncle, but he's DJ Breakthrough now. Stick with us. We got a lot more. Let's talk about trust, something that's important to do with so much defunding and canceling going on. Do you know that many wireless companies support left-wing causes that take away our freedoms and pare down our traditional beliefs? Patriot Mobile is different. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and Patriot Mobile has the broadest nationwide coverage and plans to fit any budget. They donate hundreds of thousands of dollars each year to causes you and I care about, like First and Second Amendment rights, sanctity of life, supporting first responders and veterans. There's no better time than now when we celebrate our freedom and Independence Day to check out Patriot Mobile. Switch today and get even more value. $100 off any phone in stock with a one-year commitment or 50% off your first 2 months plus free premier activation. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call their U.S.-based, highly rated customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. Switch to Patriot Mobile, a company you can trust to support your values. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT.
So I urge President Biden and Secretary Mayorkas to immediately put a stop to these expulsions and to end this Title 42 policy at our southern border. That we cannot continue these hateful and xenophobic Trump policies that disregard our refugee laws.
Wait a minute. How are they Trump policies? How is it a Trump? Because how long has Biden been president now? There isn't any Trump policy that's at the border anymore. Good heavens. But I mean, he got rid of all of it, right? Didn't he get rid of all of it? That's what we were told. That's Chuck Schumer. Do you think they're going to send him up to Chuck Schumer's little ritzy part of New York? Are they going to send him up to Chucky's house? No, they're not. Welcome back to the show. I'm Dana Lash, danalash.com. Go and subscribe to my Substack. It's a Substack that's written by me, unlike other radio shows that have everyone else do the work for them. No inherited audience, number one for legit. And danalash.com, that's how you can access it. Go up to where it says subscribe. I'll be on Hannity tonight, I believe, later on. I don't know what exact time, so I'll put that in the newsletter or on Facebook, depending on what time they tell me. Okay, so first and foremost, the situation at the border. We were reliably told that they were going to be sending people back to Haiti. And I think they have been doing it. The whole thing's weird to me. I mean, quite honestly, it's just kind of weird because I don't know why. The whole thing's odd. Here you had thousands, like on one particular day, you had a significant number of people who were crossing the border. They were from Haiti. And of course, these were people who, I think, what, after previous earthquakes and natural disasters, they ended up going to different South American, Latin American countries, and then coming up, taking advantage of it now. But it's weird because it felt like there were some things that we were missing with all of this. Like, why were they treating, like, people who were coming in from Haiti differently than they were treating people who were coming in from anywhere else? They said that on one encampment, the Associated Press had said that they, more than 6,000 Haitians and other migrants were removed from an encampment near Del Rio. Officials said Monday as they defended a strong response that included expelling migrants back to their own country, etc. And That seemed weird, because when did the administration ever even pretend that they were going to be sending anyone back? Right? Like, why all of a sudden was it a big deal if it's Haitians? But they haven't been moved by the hundreds of thousands of people that have come in from other countries in Latin America. They haven't been concerned about any of that. So, like, why all of a sudden now was it that? Did that stick out to anybody else, or is it just me, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I would say, except for Cubans. See, they don't like Cubans either, apparently. Yeah, because Cubans are like, we don't want this garbage kind of representation. Y'all are tyrants. We've seen this. No, no, thank you. So I don't also understand the cost of having to send all these people back as well. And apparently, I don't think that they're... Where's this headline I have? Apparently, they weren't actually taking everyone back anyway. They weren't dropping everyone off at the border or in Mexico, and they weren't sending everyone back anyway to Haiti. Apparently, some border patrol says that they're just supposed to release them in around various parts of the border. Who knows? Nobody knows. We can't get a straight answer from Mayorkas. We can't get a straight answer from anybody. And then you have Chuck Schumer. Well, they need to stop these expulsions. Well, then are you going to bring them up into New York? Because otherwise, you know, what are you doing? A couple of other things here that to get into. We're going to continue talking on the Joe. I will say that Biden finally admitted that the border wasn't under control. Audio soundbite 4. Listen to this.
Mr. President, what's your reaction to the images from the southern border?
Get it under control.
Get it under control, or you have it under control?
We will get it under control.
So he knows it's not in control now. It's not under control now. Well, there you have it. It's not under control now. Interesting. Well, at least he's acknowledging that much, maybe. All right, couple of other things, ladies and gents, as we continue to watch this. I feel like every day there's going to be new stuff coming in from the border. But we're in the middle of a pandemic, except in Texas, apparently, and only like right at the border in Texas, only right down there by the Rio. Everything else, though, it's very important, guys. Very important. Everything just is awful. I'm telling you, I hate everything. When I was writing my Substack piece last night, the original headline was, I hate everything. Because they do. I told you, I am Daria come to life right now. And whether it is media whining about how they were treated by the administration after they were talking about Reins as whips, whether it's the inconsistency on coronavirus. So someone that I know said that FLOTUS was in her bar class. Even though there's a studio similar to this in Washington, D.C., she went to Virginia to avoid the mask mandate and work out at this bar class. Very interesting. They said that her name is Lindsay Field. She said, FLOTUS was in my bar class this morning. After class, everyone was discussing why she made the trek to Old Town. But there's no mask mandate in Virginia because they have these same facilities in D.C. Huh, look at that. So mask for you, but not for... This goes back to like the elitist stuff again. I'm not wearing it. I see this. Have you seen the signs? Oh my gosh, I got to tell you this. What is it? I had to get like a kitchen implement, and we cook, and I there was something specific that I wanted that I could only get at one place, and it was in Sur le Table. Yeah, I had to go in. You know what I'm talking about? Like the kitchen. There was something that I needed it's a very specific item. So I went in there and I saw a sign, and I've seen these. Have you guys seen these on some of these business stores where they say it's a sign that said no mask unless you're vaccinated, or if you're vaccinated, feel free to come in without a mask. It's like the honor system. And I never put a mask on. If somebody asks me, I'll lie to you. If you're stupid enough to ask me, I'll lie to your face because you deserve it. Right? Just, why are you laughing? But
you identify as vaccinated.
Yeah. And then I'll ask, so how often do you beat your children? Just because if you want to be a D-bag about it, I can too, right? But if you ask me, I'll lie to you. I'll be like, yes, I've received all 12 shots, and I'll be ridiculous about it. And then I'll wait, because it's none of your business. Do I ask you what kind of prophylactics you use in your home? Oh, I don't? Okay, shut up. See what I'm saying? Like, who are you to sit here and ask people's private business? Do you remember when people were raised with manners? Yeah. Oh my gosh, if any of us were kids and we were asking private stuff of other people like this, you'd be slapped upside the head with your mom's flip-flop, and you know it. Like, you wouldn't be asking people their private business. Golly. So are you vaccinated? I don't know. Can you tell me if you have hepatitis? What about any kind of sexually transmitted or communicable disease? Can I see your latest toxicology report? Because I want to feel safe. I want the optics of safety without having the assurance of it. See? There it is. I'll totally lie my face off. I'll be like, yes, I've received 15, all 15 shots. And they'll go 15, and I'll be like, wait a minute, you haven't received them? Where's your mask? Why are you not at home, you dirty, diseased person? I will lie to your face. No one's been stupid enough to ask me that, but I'm primed and ready. Look at why are you crossing your fingers? Kane's over there. I'm hoping it'll happen.
I hope you videotape it.
You know I'll do it too. I was telling Kane privately, because people think it's so funny. People think that I guess that I'm different off radio. So I might be quieter, but we know. Oh, you don't think so? If I'm tired, I am.
I mean, you literally are the same on and off the air. There's no difference.
I guess so. But I'm a situational extrovert. So if I'm extroverted for an inordinate amount of time, then I don't want to talk anymore and I'll shut down. And I will not talk even if spoken to. I just can't. But I was telling Kane, I'm like, let's just burn all the bridges, because I was calling out even local politicians in my own area. So for instance, in the area that I live in, here, we're just going to go do it. In the area that I live in, we have, and you guys know how you have like your county judges and stuff, and they can determine whether or not they're going to shut down different parts of where you live, you shut down your county or whatever. And sometimes some areas it's like, who is it? Sam Page. What is his title? In Missouri?
Is it comptroller? No.
Snowy's county goofball.
No. Yeah, I don't know. That's accurate.
Yeah, that's accurate. And so here we have Glenn Whitley. He was the guy who was like, I want a mask mandate, except here's a bunch of pictures of me out and about without a mask. And I published them all in my newsletter. So we have one guy, Tim O'Hare, who's running for this seat. And then we have this one lady, Betsy Price, and she's a Republican. She is as Republican as Colonel Sanders is vegetarian. And everybody's too afraid to step on everybody's toes. And so I've been like, there have been local politicians. I just called everybody out. I was like, I see all you people who were texting me and you were all asking for my help when the CRT battle was happening in the school board. And here y'all are too afraid to speak out against a CRT backing, mask mandate loving, gun control supporting leftist masquerading as a Republican. I don't owe a single one of you damn people anything, any of you politicians. I've had one say, well, you know, I hope that our discussions aren't public. And I'm like, who the hell are you to ask that of me? Thanks for the idea, which I already had in my head. FAFO, right? Like, I'm not in this to be your friend. I'm not in this to help you. Anything that I tell you is for my own benefit. I want to be left alone. I don't want to have to be forced to wear a face diaper. Very simple. So I was calling him out. So we'll see how that goes. People think that I'm just like, what you see is what you get. When I tell you that I am not interested in being your friend and you're a politician, like, please do not think that that's just rhetoric. I really mean it. No offense. Something happens to people when they decide, when they declare for office. And then something happens to me too. And I'm like, oh, I see you differently now. I don't know. Anyway, I'm completely motivated in that regard by selfish reasons. My reasons happen to line up with a lot of people in America who want to be left alone also. Case in point, I saw this one tweet. I had to pull this up. And I know we'll get moving. But I saw this one tweet where this one, they wrote this story. This guy in Texas, it said a Texas couple were asked to leave a restaurant because they wore face masks to protect their immunocompromised infant. The owner asked them to leave. Well, their infant wasn't with them. And if they're that damn scared about it, stay home. I also don't care if somebody wants to wear a face mask. That's where I would differ from the owner. If the owner's not making you wear them and you want to wear them, I don't care. I'm not going to have an issue if somebody wants to wear it. Now, if they were like actually wearing their face masks and then trying to eat, I would walk up to them and be like, that's gross. Like lift it up or something, right? But I think that the story was stupid. And I honestly, I'm like, why are you asking someone? Don't force people to wear them. That's fine. But don't give people grief if they want to. You know what I'm saying? Also, if they're trying to protect their immunocompromised infant and they're wearing less protection than I have to wear when I play paintball, there's something wrong with your, like, reasoning.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
A UK homeowner finds a spooky doll with a chilling message inside the wall. Hat tip to the Umbrella Security Service for this. This is super interesting. Let me read the story. I have to use a British accent because it's in the UK. It said, a UK man made a shocking discovery inside a wall of his newly acquired home. A spooky doll holding a note declaring she had stabbed the previous owners back in 1961. Thank you for freeing me, reads the note that schoolteacher Jonathan Lewis found in a plastered up cavity under the stairs in his Walton home, according to Liverpool Echo. They said the original owners lived in this house in 1961. The doll wrote in a note, or the note said, I didn't like them, so they had to go. All they did was sing and be merry. It was sickening. Stabbing was my choice of death for them, so I hope you have knives, says the mysterious note. Hope you sleep well, they add. It's like a Raggedy Ann doll but with blonde hair. This is totally obviously not even, I mean, that's, I just think it's hysterical. This is so funny. I would set the doll on fire though, just to be safe. Yeah, Kane's like, oh, for sure. Like, I mean, you gotta take TCB. So a Russian guy might die if the petroleum jelly isn't removed from his arms. A Russian MMA fighter stupidly dubbed Popeye because of his giant SpongeBob jerk-sized fake biceps. He basically, you know how women will get boob jobs? Okay, he got bicep jobs. His name's Creel Tereshin. He's a former soldier. He already had his fake triceps removed. He still has his 24-inch biceps after the pandemic delayed his additional surgery. You could lift weights, but he decided, no, I'm going to inject myself with petroleum jelly. And now he could die because, seriously, there are some complications. He goes, I bulked up my arms when I was 20 due to stupidity. I didn't think about the consequences. He does not lift, and you can tell. He looks like a fruitcake. This is so ridiculous. Don't do this, dudes. Just lift weights. It's super easy. Stick with us. We got more in store. For over 40 years, Delta Rescue has provided dedication and everlasting love to animals that have been left abandoned. Delta is the largest no-kill and care-for-life animal sanctuary in the world. This super sanctuary is home to up to 1,500 animals that have been cruelly abandoned or born in the wilderness and cares for every animal for the entirety of that animal's life. Every animal at Delta Rescue receives the very best of care, and Delta relies solely on donor contributions from people like you for that care. By being a part of the Delta mission, you are the difference between life and death for so many of these animals. Donate today at deltarescue.org, or for more information on Delta's tax-saving estate planning, visit directly deltarescue.org/Dana and ask for my free estate package. It lays out all you need to know about growing your estate while letting your compassion for animals live well into the future. This is only available at deltarescue.org/Dana. Show your dedication and everlasting love and make your legacy work for the animals. Visit deltarescue.org/Dana today.
Your one-stop shop for the information you need to fight back. If you're going to have to learn stuff, you might as well enjoy it. The Dana Show.
Contrary to what Kamala Harris talked about trying to solve this problem in the Northern Triangle, what the world is witnessing now is the open border policies that are being utilized by the Biden administration. It attracts people from across the entire globe, including people coming from more than 150 different countries.
Hmm. Okay, that's some border stuff. I was calling for 23. No. So that was Texas Governor Greg Abbott. We'll talk more about that here coming up. No, I was, okay. Which is true. But I wanted to delve into what this means. And welcome back to the show, Dana Lash, danalash.com. Good to be with you. I wonder, what does he mean when the president says he's going to fight vaccine disinformation? Let's play 23.
And that we fight vaccine disinformation and exercise transparency to build vital public trust in these life-saving tools.
What do you mean? How is he going to fight that? What does that mean?
And where's the transparency?
Yeah, no joke. Where is the transparency with us? I'm really curious. So the Clark County, Nevada, I told you that they had this thing where we're going to fight disinformation. And I'm pulling this up. I had it in Substack. They had 10 points. And one of those was, they said, they wrote, quote, "Whereas misinformation has caused confusion and nationally has led to eligible people declining vaccines, rejecting public health measures such as masking, physical distancing, and using unproven treatments." Wait, what do you mean unproven treatments? Are you talking about the vaccine? You shouldn't talk about the vaccine like that. What are you talking about? What? Oh, they're not talking about the vaccine. Oh. No, and then you have, they also added that putting lives in risk, false information. They're trying to they want to say that misinformation is putting lives at risk, but they don't want to actually identify the misinformation. Totally legit, right?
Transparency.
Sounds so much transparency. Oh, my goodness. Except no. Mm-mm. There's not a lot of it. So this isn't about following science. None of this is. How does that even, like, so they had their commissioner, Justin Jones. He's on Twitter with the hashtag Justin Get the Vax Jones. Stop it. That's just so cringe. Stop. He's like the guy who wears brand new white New Balances. Right? So he posted on Twitter last night. And by the way, he could have actually just tweeted this, but he had to make a graphic for himself. And then he apparently has his own little badge. And you can barely see commissioner on it, but it says Justin Jones, this guy, clout chasing. So he says, coronavirus has been a devastating impact. Well, I'm already tired from reading his statement. He says it's important for our governing board to declare health misinformation as a public health crisis and commit to doing all we can to combat the falsehoods that continue to jeopardize the lives of our citizens, says Commissioner Justin Jones. These people's words are killing people. Because that's what I'm hearing when he says this. So what does that even mean? What does that even mean? Oh my gosh. And then you have, by the way, did you see the sign that Ted Lieu posted outside of his office? He posted this sign outside of his office. He taped it like a stooge. It says, "Does the person you want to meet in my office have the virus? Do you have the virus? You don't know because none of us can see the virus with our naked eyes. And you don't know how the virus will interact with your body. Be humble and wear a mask." Because it's about humility as opposed to science, right? I mean, we've talked to you. I'm not going to do it again. The masks don't work. I love it. It's the deadliest virus in human history. Dun, dun, dun. Except it's not. But you only have to wear a little bitty cloth, piece of cloth over it. But if you play paintball, where the particles are way bigger than that of the virus, bum, 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 you have to wear like a whole like gas mask looking thing. Huh. Because, you know, science. This isn't science. This is stupidity. Think about that, though. It's the deadliest virus in history. You play paintball, you got to wear the full mask with the filter air filtration. And then, if you're like painting, you have to wear the full thing with the air filtration too?
Yeah, if you're doing like auto painting.
Woodworking?
Of any kind, good Lord.
Woodworking? We got to do that too? But it's the deadliest virus in history. That's why you should only wear this tiny little piece of fabric or cloth. We actually don't know what the hell this is. It probably was made in China. And we don't know. It's probably entire. It even says it on the box. If you actually look on the box, do you want me to stop this program right now? Go into my cabinet of PPE that I've always had because I have it and I'm that person. And do you want me to show you on all of these boxes where it says not effective for like viruses? It said that even before the pandemic. No, but this virus is different, Dina. I mean, if you're spraying pesticides, we had a person that lived down our road that sprayed their yard. They are also like apparently like super granola and crunchy, but yet they sprayed pesticides in their yard. I'm like, whatever. Enjoy your second head that you're going to sprout out of the crook of your neck while you eat your pesticide covered garden that was right there where everything was getting sprayed. Like, how dumb are you? I digress. But their dude was wearing the thing. He was wearing the little thingy with the shield and all that. But it's the deadliest virus in history. So make sure you cover your face with this little piece of paper. Right? Just doesn't make any sense. Now, if they were to come out and say, guys, this is dangerous. Those are not going to actually work. At least do an N95. I'd be like, oh, damn. They're serious. They're not playing. They're actually being consistent. Right? Isn't that what you would think? But it's your fault because they're not consistent. How dare you? You're killing people because they're not consistent. Jeez. And then it's all your fault. A few other things. I have some interesting audio here. You said you had a second part of that soundbite, did you not?
Well, I have a flashback of how they were talking about this in the news. They had a doctor on, and when you talk about vaccine hesitancy,
right?
This is it's quite a cut. It's cut 24.
Every healthcare professional that you speak with, medical, public health professional, they're all going to say that they're eagerly awaiting a vaccine. There's no question about that. But the issue is that the vaccine, remember, this is going to be a medication that we plan to inoculate into 200-300 million people in this country, not to mention globally. We need absolute reassurance that this medication, this vaccine, has undergone all the appropriate phases of clinical trials in terms of safety and efficacy. And so, as you probably know, the vaccines that are undergoing clinical trials right now, phase three, that's that phase where it's testing not only a large number of people, 30,000-40,000, but it's not just the number, but it's the timeline. It's monitoring for possible potential adverse events. You can't just notice those things in just 20-30 days. If there are neurologic manifestations, cardiac, rheumatologic, autoimmune,
oh my gosh,
that's gonna
going to
take
on forever.
Months to reveal. And so my concern is that we're really rushing through this vaccine development process. And just to
okay,
remind
so so that's long story short, they're talking about the speed of the development is what gives people pause, which, yeah, I would think so, because people want to see how this plays out with others that have taken it, how it plays out with mutations and effectiveness. And that's not taken into consideration. That's just human nature, too, by the way, to have questions about that kind of stuff. That's just human nature. I understand people.
Yeah, and her point at the end of that was that the actual fastest vaccine we've ever put on market mm-hmm. has been 4 years in the making.
Right.
So, this was on, I believe it was NBC. But we saw this with all kinds of different news outlets put people on who were medical professionals who were hesitant about the vaccine as this was coming out last year.
Right. Yeah. So, we've talked about that ad nauseum. But that's not taken into consideration when they're talking about these mandates.
But if you say that today, what you just heard from her, it's called disinformation.
And that is what is, I mean, when they say fight disinformation, doesn't that suggest that there's going to be some kind of penalty? I mean, how are you going to fight disinformation? What does it even mean? It doesn't make sense. Speaking of like times of pandemic. So apparently, remember how we were discussing those expulsion flights? Only 500 of like the however many thousand people have been removed. But the DHS, they were busing Haitians from Del Rio to El Paso, Laredo, and RGV. Remember, I told you that they were just letting them loose along the other border towns. And they are. That's something that they're doing. They said that thousands have been released into the country. Some of them have been given notices to appear at an immigration court within 60 days, but most of them have not. Mm. And apparently they're not even giving them court dates. Not even for all of them. So Bill Malugin said that Del Rio, because he's there on the ground in Del Rio, he says that he's being told by not just Border Patrol, but also migrants that those who are released, they are given what they call NTRs, and that's notice to return, rather than NTA, which is notice to appear. NTR is a request, he says, to check in with immigration. NTA gives exact date that they have to report. NTA takes 1 hour. NTR takes 20 minutes. So they're not even giving them dates. Some of them, a handful of them might get the NTA, but most of them are just the notice to return as opposed to notice to appear. So a little request. And then no one ever, when they don't show up, no one tracks them down. So there you go. Sorry, that's notice to report. So that's, yeah, there you have it. They're just free for all. Why? I feel like there's probably some laws I don't want to follow now. What laws would you not follow if you didn't have to follow a law, Kane?
Probably speeding.
Oh, I totally would not be giving government my money via theft.
Yeah,
taxation. That's number one.
There you go.
Number two, certain parts of the highway are beautiful and they beg you to go fast. If you didn't want me to go fast on that highway, you shouldn't have made it so flat, wide, and pretty.
Yep.
You know, not my fault. Yep. I mean, it's just, you know, some parts of the highway in Texas, it's like begging you to go 90. I'm just saying. Not that I'm doing that, but if I was, what business is it of yours, right? I mean, that's just kind of the way it is now. So there's a lot that Steve, if you didn't have to follow a law, what law would you not follow?
The speeding one is a really good one, and I was just trying to think, but nothing comes to mind. But I do think the speed limits are a little low. You guys in Texas have like 80, and we rarely get 70 in most parts around here. It's mostly 50, which is annoying.
Well, we just do 80. It's not really 80 here.
That's what we say that we do. That's a suggestion, really. It's more like, hey, guys, we think that this might be a good speed, but, you know, you do you.
When Kane picked me up from DFW and we went out to Dallas, it was like, I mean, like 7 lanes, 80 miles an hour. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. I've never.
Oh, you need a ride with me. I would go the speed limit completely, officers. I am super responsible. Seriously, though, parts of those highway, I'm a very aggressive driver. Defensive, actually. Aggressively defensive.
Yeah.
That works. Yeah. And I'm just like, you know, if I can go, I'm going to go. Never had a problem. And some of these highways, they're big, beautiful lanes, and they require speed because they're big and beautiful. And, you know, it's not my fault. Texas TxDOT, if you didn't want me to go fast on these highways, right, you shouldn't have made them like that.
So Exactly.
Should have made little tiny crappy ones, and then I wouldn't have been going. It couldn't go as fast as I don't go because I don't do that. It's none of your
another
business.
Another law or regulation I'd probably ignore would be the ones that you have to, the hoops you have to jump through to start a business.
Oh, totally ignore all that.
I would totally ignore all that and just do what I want to do.
And I would go and I would purchase more ranch animals and have them slaughtered wherever the hell I wanted to instead of having to go to special processors because of stupid regulations.
Well, that's a little much, but I'm not against it.
What? That's not much.
Just slaughter them wherever?
No, I mean, like, take them, like, so, like, if you like, when you get deer, you have to take them to certain processors.
That's true,
if you're doing
right.
cattle, like, they have different regulations for different types of processing. So we bought a steer during the lockdown. And he was adorable. I asked the rancher when he sent us video, and I was like, slap his ass for me when he walks by the camera. And he was so adorable. I couldn't wait to eat him. And he was tasty, beautiful and tasty. Some of my, I love animals. I do. And let me make sure I don't have a Delta right here. God help me. But I love animals. But I also, I believe in being a good, he's an old steer. Like, they take the older ones who are not. I shouldn't have to explain this to people. If I have to explain this to people, whoever needs this to be explained to them needs to not weigh into the conversation, right? Again, it's like me sitting here lecturing you about football. Well, Kane, I don't like the fact that that guy fell down right there. Doesn't make no sense. And all these other guys need to stop piling on because it's rude. See what I'm saying? Yeah. Same thing. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now MyPillow wants you to sleep better with their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, and made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that will have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets. Visit MyPillow.com, click the radio listener square, and use promo code Dana at checkout. Or call 800-944-4975 to get the Giza Dream Sheets for as low as $49.99. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss the sale of the year. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Dana, or call 800-944-4975. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
The Dana Show, sponsored by 30 years of game-changing Kel-Tec innovation, like the P50, a new breed of pistol. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so... I got a couple here. So first off, this man ain't so smart. He not a very smart Florida man. This is Lake City. Employees say that a Florida man in Jacksonville tried to trade in a vehicle this week. But instead of a new car, he ended up with multiple charges. So on Monday, Lake City, and you're like, why is that? He's just a man trying to trade in a car. No. On Monday of this week, Lake City Police, they were dispatched to the Chrysler Dodge Jeep to the report of a stolen vehicle. When they arrived, employees said this guy came in and he's trying to trade his current vehicle for a new one. But they checked the VIN number and they discovered that it was stolen just a few days ago. So the genius steals the damn car, then goes back to the dealership just a couple days later from where he stole the car that they still had the closed circuit footage, by the way. And tries to trade it in. So this genius was arrested for grand theft of a motor vehicle, dealing in stolen property, criminal mischief, and petty theft. He is going to jail. And there you have it. Don't be like that man. We have more to come, folks. Another hour of the program. Stay with us.
This is a strike of the selfish. It's like the bar scene from Star Wars of, you know, there's the fake tradies, there's the neo-Nazis, there's the gym jockeys who are unhappy, there's rent-a-crowders. Listen, I get there will also be some genuine anti-vaxxers, people who don't want to put anything in their arms, but I reckon there's a lot of opportunists looking for trouble. They're full-time troublemakers. But you know what? Don't take it out on the police. That's cowardly. don't take it out on the car vehicle users on Melbourne's roads. That's cowardly.
Oh, shut up.
It is weak, weak, weak. Do you know, if you want to be tough, if you want to be brave, roll up your sleeve and get an injection. It takes 5 seconds.
Shut up. Shut up. That's Bill Shorten. He's an Aussie politician. He was the leader of the opposition. And he's the leader of the Labour Party. Yo! Welcome back to the... I don't like him. Can you tell? I don't like that guy. Welcome back to the show, guys. DanaLash.com. Kane's over here dying. I'm just sitting... I hate everything right now. I hate everything. I'm in that mood. And you got this guy. If you want to be tough, why don't you roll up your sleeve? Well, you know what? Maybe don't have mandates on people. This is what's been happening. So you've got... You have unions. They're saying that they don't want to get... They don't want the mandate. And now one of the new spins coming from the Australian branch COVIDians is it's been hijacked by the far right. No, it hasn't been. People just hate you. Have you seen all the people in the street? Stop. These are people who don't want mandates. They just want to do their jobs and be left alone. We're going to mandate that you get this injection. Is it going to prevent me from getting the coronavirus? No. Is it going to prevent me from transmitting it? No. So you're telling me the injection's still going to mean I can get it and transmit it? Yes. Does it do anything for my symptoms? Yes. So it's basically a therapeutic? No. You're pretending that it's an inoculation? Yes. Where's the lie? And scene. That's today's BS theater.
But what they can't do anymore is prevent transmission.
Look, there's nothing wrong with that. If you want to get it, I don't care. But don't sit here and blow smoke up my butt and tell me that it's a breeze. Okay? It's not. You all right over there? All right. I don't know why anyone would do that in the first place. Like, what's wrong with you that you would do that to someone? Like, actually blow smoke up their backside.
It's quite a saying.
It is. I don't know where it came from. Like, or the slap your mama thing. Like, it's so good, you're going to slap your mama. Like, I had family that said that. I'm like, why would I want to slap my mother? Like, it doesn't. I don't, you know, anyway. So, you've seen the protests and all of that in Australia. And they, oh man, this is what I wanted to share with you. I got so excited about this last night. And look, there are certain things that I get very, very particular about, right? I'm very particular about my ammo. I'm particular, very particular about my ammo. I'm particular about my optics. I'm particular about shoes and about fried chicken. Very, very particular about these items. Now, I don't know. I've never been to Australia or New Zealand. Are New Zealand people, are they particular about, like, fried chicken? Do they have, like, it's a thing here in the U.S. Like, if it is not good, I will spit it out on the plate and I will leave. I swear to you, I've done that before. It's a serious issue, right? Okay, you don't play with that. That's where, all joking aside, there's certain things you don't mess with. And queso, you don't mess with queso. Right. So I was reading in New Zealand, check this out, because they are doing kind of a similar thing in Australia that they're doing in New Zealand. They called them a gang. It was a fast food gang. These people were trying to get through checkpoints in Auckland and they were carrying cash because people were paying them to go and try to sneak fast food from different parts of that they couldn't get where they were because everybody, you know, gets locked down and all this stuff. So they confiscated from these people the gang associates. They were just people that were getting food and trying to sneak it across. Okay, come on. They had a car boot full of KFC cane. And they laid the KFC across the hood of the cruiser like it was a drug bust. I'm not kidding you. Did you see that? And I was like, what all we got here? Let's see what all we got. Let me zoom in on this picture. Let's zoom in. So I see we got some coleslaw. We got some mashed potatoes.
Several tubs.
Yeah, we got a bit. Is that a big thing? What is that? Big thing of lemonade? What is that over there in the bag?
Yeah, it does look like lemonade.
Doesn't look like lemonade. Yeah, we got some mashed potatoes. We got some slaw. We got some tubs of chicken. I see some, plasticware. They spread it all on the hood of the car like it was a drug bust. And they gave these people a court date because they breached the health order with their chicken. And then in another incident, police nabbed a guy because he was trying to cross the border to charge his dippy electric vehicle because they didn't have a charge station in his area. Over chicken. You take my chicken, I'll fight you. Well, we'll have a brawl. We'll be throwing all kinds of hands, and then there'll be hands coming at you that you're like, you had two hands. Where are these other hands coming from? That's how bad it'll be.
I love the news story on this because they say apparently all fast food outlets have to shut their doors because of the lockdown, but according to the story, the men were attempting to speed away with a trunk full of chicken and coleslaw.
It's a boot full.
When they were pulled over by
police. A boot full of chicken and slaw. I would have grabbed it, and it would have been like cops. I would have been running through the field with chicken.
Are there no priorities?
Oh, man.
You got to pull people over that have fried chicken?
Hey, I need that cop song, the Bad Boys cop song by that one band. The UB40, didn't they do it? Yeah. I need me that UB40. Song. Wasn't it UB40?
No.
I'm pretty sure it was. Google that. How much you want to bet a chicken wing on it?
I will bet 10 chicken wings on
That's
it.
Hold up. Nobody on the internet help him. Don't you tweet
him. I
know
it's Inner Circle. I already know
the
band.
Is it Inner Circle?
Yeah, it's not UB40.
Are you sure?
I'm positive it's
not UB40. Are you sure?
I am positive.
Okay, all right. So I owe you chicken. Shut up. Whatever, you statist. But the thing that, why is it a gang? They just happen to be two dudes together. Oh, it's a gang with a boot full of chicken. That's what it is. I need my song, though. Otherwise, this doesn't, I should have thought about this earlier. There you go. Police say the vehicle was searched. Overall, they found cash and empty bags of large amounts of takeaway food. The KFC was discarded. They discarded the KFC? You threw that chicken away?
That should be
you
illegal.
You threw that chicken away. You're in New Zealand. It's not like y'all got good choices for fried chicken down there. And they throw them away. I would have been arms full of chicken running through a field. Come and get me running through a field. I'd have had my sidearm. I'd have been running through a field with a big old bunch of chicken and taties. That's how that would have happened. I want chicken now. Sidebar. Kane, have you been to Whistlebridge's yet?
I have not, but I'm going. I promise. Promsies.
Let me tell you, Kane gets like the best recommendations, and then he sits on it for forever. That's what he does.
It's not forever.
They have good chicken.
I just don't act right away. That's different.
When we were in South St. Louis and we lived there, we were at Hodak's all the time with fried chicken.
Hodak's.
Do you ever feel bad about going to places repeatedly for stuff like that? Because you'd go in and you'd be like, hello, it's me again.
I don't think they mind.
See when you were eating chicken the other day?
That was a pretty specialty type restaurant, Hodak's.
Oh, man. It was great.
Fried chicken, and they just did that well. You know, that's literally what they did.
Oh, man alive. So, yeah, I'm wanting some fried chicken. But this is just ridiculous. So that's what these people are doing. But it's follow the science. We don't want you to get the COVID from the chicken. Follow the science. Like, this makes any sense. It's all so stupid. It's all about following the science, guys. So, again, if you're going to mandate that people get an injection from the government, and the stated justification for the injection from the government is that the government's injection is going to prevent you from contracting or transmitting a virus, then you better be damn sure that the injection that you're mandating and forcing people to get actually prevents transmission of the virus. But it doesn't.
They could face up to 6 months in prison
for chicken.
$4,000 fine.
Dude, I would risk it. I'd risk it for the biscuit. Sure, I sure would. I sure would. Got to risk it for the biscuit. I'm telling you. I waited my whole life to say that for such a so perfect an opening. Whew, man, telling you what. Yeah, you need. That's depressing. I hate everything. It's just all. So I was going back and forth on what I wanted to go as for Halloween. And I was like, either a giant middle finger or probably an anime character. Don't call it cosplaying. Stop it. You know, what?
Are you thinking about going as a bucket of chicken now? Or
no, no. Okay. But I was just thinking how much I hated everything because I already made my decision. But now I'm like, I really do kind of want to go as a giant middle finger and just walk around, you know, just to, you know, and like walk around town. Like I hate everything. This is my thought on everything.
I wonder how much candy you'll get.
People will be throwing it at me. They're like, we feel that. I feel that costume. I don't even know if you could get that. Can you go as a hand gesture?
You can totally make that. Remember, what was it, that hamburger helper character that was just a glove? You could modify
just
that.
Just cut the other fingers
right.
off.
Right, you just modify that thing.
They're tucked. just the one. Can you even get that? Can you get a hamburger helper costume?
I bet you could.
Dude, we're going to look right now.
I bet you could find that.
I don't know what happened to the show. yesterday was heavy, and I came in today hating everything. No, I can go as a stupid hamburger. No one wants to go as a stupid hamburger.
Hamburger helper character.
You can go as a tipsy elf, but I can't find like a four. Okay, here's one.
The mascot for hamburger helper mascot.
Oh, this sucks. This costume's horrible. It's basically a sheet that has some fingers in it. This is horrible. It's awful. It's not a hamburger helper. Oh, I sent a picture in Slack. Does hamburger helper literally only have four fingers?
Oh, you know what? That's a good question. I have to look it up, but I wouldn't be surprised. Just like, didn't Mickey Mouse only have like three or four fingers, something like
because
that?
Because then I don't know if that's actually going to work. And I don't want a smiley face on it.
Yeah, who the hell made this costume you put in Slack? This is horrible.
It's a dollar store version.
Yeah, the brand Hamburger Helper hates this.
That was made in Beijing by the CCP. All
right. We got a break.
I don't want to we now. I just want to sit here and make fun of stuff. Oh, man.
Of all your favorite talk hosts, one of these is not like the others. The Dana Show. And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
Well, I'm sorry, kids, but people are ruining everything for you. McDonald's is now going to phase out the use of fossil fuel-based plastics in its Happy Meal toys. So I guess that means no more hamburgers for the kids, huh? Oh, I made a mistake. You mean the toys. Sorry, the toys. They're going to use more paper and recyclable plastics because kids apparently care. Nobody cares. They said that they're going to they're going to have now kids, you get to play with fun paper figures and other toys made out of plant-derived materials. Yay! Maybe they'll give you a book. Yay! Horrible. They're going to start doing this. They've already started doing it in UK. Everything sucks. Everything sucks, and I hate everything. There you go, right there. See, they're even ruining toys. Also, people are worried about going back to work in the office after lockdown because they don't want to have to take a number two at work. It's called the pan anxiety of going back to the office, they say. They have poo paranoia. Apparently, this is an actual thing. Refinery reported that they did a survey of 2,000 people, found 18% said that their most pressing back-to-office concern was having to use the bathroom at work for, you know, your business. So get over it, right? Just get over it. But did people really, is that a thing?
Scared to deuce at work?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is a thing.
I'm more terrified of gross people in the bathroom and bathrooms that are disgusting than anything else. That's the thing that gets me. So, I don't know. Eat yogurt? I don't know. Here's your chance to push your probiotics, Kane. I can't believe you missed this one.
And fiber.
You're falling off the job here. Apple is working on iPhone features to help detect depression and cognitive decline, which I think, according to social media, that's probably most everybody, right? I mean, at least most 90% of the people in my mentions, I would say. So they said that they're working on this feature. I don't even know what that means. I don't like anything to track my sleep patterns. I don't need that. We haven't needed that all throughout history. We don't need it now. And some dudes take a vehicle with a free car sign in the window, but then they found out that there was a body in the trunk. Jeez. But that is hysterical. In Mississippi, that someone got these people. That's basically they got them to handle that for them, right? Free car. If you see a car with a sign that says free car in it, check the trunk before driving away. Stick with us. We got more in store.
Shooting down woke culture one crazy headline at a time. It's the Dana Show.
As over the past year, we have seen a sharp and deeply disturbing uptick in violence against the law enforcement community. In just the first 8 months of this year, 52 law enforcement officers have been feloniously killed on the job. Just put that in context. That's an officer murdered in this country every 5 days.
So why, Christopher Wray, don't you instead focus on the people who are doing that instead of trying to cast aspersions on the character of people because they voted a certain way and act like it's those folks? Because that's what he's doing. That's Christopher Wray, who was testifying before Congress as FBI director. And he was saying that the FBI has more than doubled their domestic terror investigations. None of them include any of the stuff that have actually made news recently, though. Unfortunately. Welcome back to the show. I'm Dana Lash. DanaLash.com. Download the Odyssey app, even though you're already listening to the show. And you can listen to it that way as well. And no apologies on the first. Separate from radio, 5 Central, 6 Eastern. So, yeah, Kane goes, the first month, 8 months into the year, I wonder who was the president. I know, right? Who was president at that point? That's a great question. But the testimony that he was giving and the way that he was putting it, I mean, he said he was upset. He was furious, he said last week, over the botched, he called it a botched handling. No, it wasn't that they messed up the handling. That, to say that it was botched suggests that they did anything about it in the first place, which they hadn't. It wasn't botched. They didn't do anything. That's it. They did not do anything. So you can't really exactly say that it was botched. Now, can you? He said that we've doubled our domestic terrorism caseload. How many of that is Antifa and all of those people who are burning city blocks and all of this stuff? They're still trying to push this whole thing about January 6th. And there was only one person who was killed on January 6th, and she was an unarmed woman. Killed by a Capitol Police officer who demonstrated some of the worst firearm handling I've ever seen.
And he was exonerated.
Yeah. Oh, he was treated like a hero. He was more than exonerated. Where, as if that had been a white cop and a black suspect, that would have been an entirely different story. The left loves police when they think that they are going after conservatives, I think. They do. Any other time, they're like, no, 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 that's bad, etc. But no, they like police if it has to do with, you know, something like this situation. But what was the FBI doing over this? What was the guy who killed the girl, left her remains in the park, and now he's wandering through the swamp somewhere?
That laundry guy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're sitting here telling me that you can use facial recognition technology to identify people who were wandered over to the Capitol building from a food truck to see what the hubbub was about, but you can't find this murderer walking around in the woods somewhere? Get real. Or you have all these Olympic gymnasts saying, this guy's a kid toucher, and you don't listen to any of them because what? What are you doing instead? What the hell are y'all doing at the FBI? $1 million question. I don't trust any of these people. Not a single one of them. And of course, Wray also, he's got his connections to that Michael Sussman guy, who's totally sus. I mean, really, what an appropriate name. He's the guy who was the attorney through Perkins Coie with Hillary Clinton. Perkins Coie was the middle agent that they used to hire Fusion GPS, which was a FARA violation. They were lobbying on behalf of Russian oligarchs to get the Magnitsky Act repealed, et cetera, et cetera. It's all so sketchy. All these people. Yeah, the Brian Laundry guy. How the FBI can't find this guy because they've been too busy. What? They were too busy LARPing as MAGA patriots last weekend at the rally where there were more actual federal agents undercover and media than there were actual attendees. Why, hello, fellow MAGA patriots. Let's do some patriot stuff. MAGA. Who came up with that? Oh, the guy that got charged, the federal agent, that the other agents, they were so wound up, they were arresting each other out there.
That's Spider-Man. Yeah,
it's a spider. It's the exact Spider-Man meme where Spider-Man's pointing at Spider-Man. They're pointing at each other. They were so wound up, they were arresting each other out there. Let's go get this MAGA patriot. Hello, sir. Can you show us your ID? Brings out badge. Damn. Didn't disarm him, nothing. They just, you know, and they said, oh, he's not going to be charged. Yeah, because he was there undercover. until, you know, the other agents were like, oh, we got to go arrest this guy. Look at him. He looks sus. Get him. They were all Agent Smith from the Matrix out there. That's what it was. That's what they were busy doing. Meanwhile, Larry Nassar's running around touching everybody, and you got this guy running around in the woods after killing a woman. Jiminy Christmas. That was actually, though, over the weekend, that was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. And it deserves to be endlessly mocked and ridiculed. Completely. It deserves to be. It's also ridiculous. So you have Chris Ray. I'm curious as to what's gonna come of that whole investigation. They're gonna try to sweep it under the rug, just like they're trying to distract from what's going on at the border. Just like they thankfully were able to get some of the attention. Everything Biden touches, I know that Trump said everything woke turns to blank. Everything Biden touches turns to an absolute turd, man. I mean, it's ridiculous. Everything. It's like he walks, they sit in the Situation Room and they debate, how can we make this dumber? I know. How can we make the border situation worse? I know. Tell people that they can't come here now, but maybe later. But don't actually give any kind of definitive time. So that when they do come, we can say, well, we didn't mean now. We meant later, and later is not now. Let's go ahead and send all of our health officials out there to contradict each other on coronavirus and then blame the people who are confused for their hesitancy and say that this is the vaccination, a pandemic of them. Good heavens. But that's what they're doing. They need all the division. Following the science. Love it. So it doesn't help, too, like I said earlier. Some of these Republicans don't make it easy. I don't care what's going on in Wyoming. I don't care about Cheney running for nothing. Apparently W's up there fundraising for her. I don't care about any of this stuff. I want to be left alone. It's all I've ever wanted. Is to be left alone. I feel like Game of Thrones, the King of the North. All I wanted to do was to be left alone. So, few other things I want to make sure that we hit, because there's Jen Psaki was giving a presser just a little bit ago, and we have this. Let's see. I wanted to get into this wokery stuff. Sorry, I wanted to make sure we got into this. So a university says that action could be taken. This is Daily Caller, against students if they misgender or misuse a pronoun, and complaints can be filed. Yeah, that's an actual thing. So Daily Caller reports that students at Park Point University received an email that said action could be taken over complaints of misgendering or pronoun misuse, according to the school's anti-discrimination policy. It's called the Misgendering Pronoun Misuse and Dead Naming Policy. And that any individual who has been informed of another person's gender identity, pronouns, or chosen name is expected to respect that individual. The preferred name policy allows a student or faculty member to use their preferred name whenever a legal name is not required. So, what about the respect of the individual whose reality you are demanding be suspended in order to acknowledge the reality that you are attempting to say is more valuable before the law than theirs?
And also, if no legal name is required, why are you bringing legal things into it if someone doesn't refer to them as that?
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. And the actions could be taken. That's anti-speech. I don't know how stuff like this would never. This is an anti-free speech. It's anti-free speech entirely. Anti-discrimination. What about discrimination against people who want to make sure that they are still able to have their free speech? What about that? Is that not counted? The preferred name policy. It allows a student or faculty member to use their preferred name wherever a legal name is not required. Okay, nobody cares. But the problem is that you have to, it's not just the name. It's pronoun, et cetera, et cetera. And they say that refusing to modify your speech is dangerous and harmful. So if you decline to to forfeit control of your speech to these individuals, then you are considered dangerous, but not their attempt to hijack your speech. That's not dangerous. Your refusal to have your speech hijacked is considered dangerous. So get the hell over it. Seriously, I don't care. Your feelings are hurt because someone doesn't want to call you by a certain pronoun. Nobody cares. Shut up. Nobody cares. I don't call whatever name, whatever not legal or non-legal name you want. That's one thing. But don't sit and don't hijack people's name. Don't hijack people's language. Stop bossing people around and telling them what to say. Who are these damn Puritans? Who are these neo-Puritans that are ruining everything for everybody, ruining everybody's fun, ruining everybody's reality, making it to where they can't even speak and use certain pronouns? Like, you're fighting over pronouns. How indulged are we as a society that we are at this point? I don't like the pronoun. Yeah, shut up. You remember that one really, really bad? Well, it was a bad stunt, but you remember, it's a GIF now. I only know it because of the GIF. And it's the guy who dressed up as the Lou Ferrigno when he was the Hulk, and he went and grabbed this kid and tossed him in the water. That's how I feel with all of this. See, if you asked me, Dana, what laws would you break? I'd toss people in the water like Lou Ferrigno did. He's the Hulk. Anytime anybody asked me to do any of this stuff. It's just so dumb. Oh my gosh. So this says, and then you had Ducey time. He said, Ducey asked, this is a president who makes a point when there are disasters in this country, like a wildfire or hurricane, so that he can have an informed point of view to make policy. Why doesn't he do that with Del Rio, Texas? Go down to the border and see what's going on. Because he knows what's going on. He's just going to pretend. If he goes down there, the press will go with him and they'll bring more attention to it. So he's never going to do that. That's never going to happen, ever. That is never going to happen.
One more. Has President Biden ever been to the southern border?
In his life?
Yes.
I will have to look back in my history books and check the times he's been to the southern border.
We have been looking all morning, and we cannot find any record of him visiting the border as president, vice president, senator, or even as a concerned citizen. Why would that be?
I can check and see when the last time or when he may have been.
Mm. When the last time? That's never. Jen, it's never. I'll take never for 200, Alex. Thank you. Never. All right. Last quick thing, because I know we got to get. We have. I saw this from my friend Dave Burge. He says Banksy makes a painting that sheds itself, shreds itself when someone buys it. Hunter Biden makes a painting that shreds the name of people who buy it. So Hunter Biden's the galleryist, gallery guy, George Burge. Too many G's in your name, George, said that his paintings could go for up to $500,000. That's a pricing echelon that would put Hunter, a person with absolutely no training at all whatsoever, in the very top tier of emerging artists, according to ArtNet. Jeez. He's also an amateur filmmaker. Oh, please tell me that's in his bio. Wow. I mean, it's called money laundering. It's an art form now. Money laundering is art. Money laundering as art. That's really what it is. Let's be real. No one's going to pay this much. Jeez. But what's Joe's favorite? What's his favorite color? What's his favorite ice cream?
Want a behind-the-scenes look at The Dana Show? Subscribe to Dana's Chapter and Verse newsletter for a deeper dive in all things Dana at danalash.com.
There's a great op-ed over at Wall Street Journal that says, abolish the FBI. How much more do we need to learn about 2016 to realize the agency is a disaster? I don't know how you can see some of the stuff that Comey did and think that, oh, yeah, this is a legit agency. Sure, we should have more of our taxpayer dollars go to this. I don't think so.
I've never voted for anybody in the FBI. Have you?
No, I've never either. It's crazy, right? Never voted for anybody in the FBI. But yet they act as though they don't need. The whole thing is nutty. All of this is nutty. And I really wish that there was more accountability. But, I mean, it doesn't seem as though that there's any kind of emphasis on that at all whatsoever. Not at all. But I wanted to point this out because I see this discussion keep happening over the Hill, by the way, has a piece on that FBI thing. They say, oh, the agency's they're pushing this domestic caseload that's exploded since last year, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. So this was one more thing, and I am running out of time now. Where was it? I had it in my notes. There's a big argument over companies that are providing lists of the left. They're naming a list of products to avoid abortions. And I've seen men say, oh, this isn't a puzzle. There are trans men with uteruses who can get pregnant. Well, men don't have uteruses. And if you're going to insist on that, then abortion is no longer a woman's issue. That's my final point. Today in Stupidity, Kane.
All right. I know tomorrow you probably want to cover that sign language interpreter.
Oh, yes. I almost forgot this. Yes, this is
we'll
amazing.
We'll get to that tomorrow. But
today
in Stupidity was our very own Senator Chuck Schumer.
So I urge President Biden and Secretary Mayorkas to immediately put a stop to these expulsions.
We have an onslaught of people at the border. Why would we stop expulsions?
Yeah, that's
what kind of stupidity is that?
Exactly. So, folks, that does it for us today. I'll be on Hannity tonight, scheduled to be, but make sure that you subscribe to the newsletter for updates on that and a lot more. Folks, have a great night. Back with you tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday. We're almost there, folks.